Radio 1.
Right, 6:12 with Scott. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, Scott, you alright?
Hello, who's that?
It's Nick.
Hi, Nick, what's going on?
Right, basically, we've just had a delivery of Harry Potter books just come into our depot.
Alright, where do you work?
I work for Asda.
Right, and you've just got a delivery of the new books, have you?
The new book, it's here now, yeah.
Wow. Are you a fan yourself?
No, not at all.
No. You know, you wouldn't be queuing anyway. Well, you don't have to, do you? You've got the books there, right there already.
Well, yeah.
Right, where are you at the moment?
Where am I?
Are you near the books?
Yeah, well, they're just at the end of the depot.
All right. How about going and getting one for me, would you?
Yeah, of course. Just
all
two
right.
Seconds.
Okay, thank you. It's Radio 1 with Scott Mills.
Oh.
Ernie Mac in for Zane Lowe at 7 tonight.
Hello, Scott.
Hello.
Hello, yeah, got a book.
Okay, cool. If you could just flick through it for me, right, to the end.
Right.
You yep. got, like, the last page there, yeah?
Yep.
Right, and, like, the real last bit, just tell me what it says.
Right. How much do you want me to read out?
Pardon?
How much do you want me to read out?
Just like the last paragraph or something?
The last paragraph?
Yeah, I just want to know what happens at the end.
I'll get a bit dumb for this, but hang on.
No, don't worry about it. It's fine.
Go on then.
Okay, just read it to me.
Please say that he was not.
Hang on, your phone's breaking up.
Sorry. Right,
hang on. Okay.
Ron scrambled forward and reached out to the body. As his fingers uncurled, he prayed that he would feel warmth from the robes before him. Then he'd feel a delicate breath on his cheek, that he wasn't too late. Ron fell back and drew in a breath of the cold air. This couldn't be happening. The face he uncovered was so familiar, but not one he knew. It was empty. He was too late. Harry was dead.
Wow. Poor Harry, eh?
Well, yeah. Not for us, though.
That's terrible.
Well, that's the end of that.
All right, listen, thanks for doing that.
No, not a problem.
I'll let you get back to work, all right?
Well, I'm finished now, anyway.
So. All right. See you later.
All right, see you later. Bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Hello, Radio 1.
You so ruined my life.
Sorry? Hello?
Hi.
Hello, who's that?
It's Beth in Scotland.
Hello, Beth. Where in Scotland?
Hamilton.
How can I help?
You've just actually ruined my life.
What do you mean?
You just told me that Harry Potter dies. You've just ruined everything.
Are you crying?
No. Why did you do that?
Look, a guy just read it out, that's all.
No, but why?
What do you mean, why?
Right, this book I've been waiting since whenever that woman first wrote it.
What?
And now
J.R. Hartley?
What?
Katie Tunstall wrote it, didn't she?
J.K. Rowling.
Oh, so yeah.
And then you just told me what I've been waiting for, and I work in W.H. Smith, and I'm going to have to sell all these people this book knowing that he dies.
Wow.
I'm just shocked.
Yeah.
Shocked and appalled.
Yeah. It was a joke, Beth.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Alright.
That bloke, he doesn't work for Asda at all, that bloke. It's just somebody that doesn't like Harry Potter that much. And he thought, like, he'd just be in on it with me, really.
That's not even funny.
Beth, you should know us by now. We do this every year. It's and every time a Harry Potter book comes out, we do this.
Am I the only person that was like...
No, but you should know us by now. This is as regular as the Wimbledon men's semis joke. We do it every time. It's not the real ending. I don't know what happens, okay?
That's better. Thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry to have distressed you.
You've distressed me. My stress levels are way up now.
But at least you can laugh, can't you?
I need my medication now.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Now, I'm aware that a lot of Harry Potter fans will have turned off in disgust now at the fake spoiler. So, if you know someone that is now an ex-Radio 1 listener who hates me, then please tell them that it was all a big joke, because there will be some people now that aren't listening. So, if you know one of your friends is a Radio 1 listener and a Harry Potter fan, please do me a favour of maybe going around to see them or ringing them up and saying it's all a big joke.
Scott Mills. Mills.
Scott Mills. Radio 1.
Right, it's going off more now as well. Asda have just called up.
Why?
Oh, they're not happy.
Why?
I'd just like to say hello to everyone in the Asda press office, and hello to everyone there who is now having to stay late to answer the phone calls about my Harry Potter comment. I'd just like to say that, I need to point this out, the bit we read out from Harry Potter wasn't from the new book, okay? We made it up. The bloke that was on air did not work for Asda. Nobody from Asda or any of the places that can actually get their hands on the book can read it because they're all shrink-wrapped.
Wow, you're
okay?
In trouble.
So I'm sorry to everyone at Asda for saying that he worked there when he didn't. It was just a joke. Oh, God, it's all spiralled out of control. They also wanted me to say it's very cheap at Asda these days, but I don't think I'm allowed to do that.
The UK's official number one.